I always believe police protect and serve. Why would they lie? Why would they hurt Freddie Gray? Why would they hurt anybody? Why would they plant evidence? Why would they harass people? Why would the state's attorney do anything other than prosecute the criminals? And I learned within the 7 months, absolutely, it's not true at all. You have days where you think you know the answer, you know the solution. But then you have days like this where you realize that you're working against a corrupt system. So a solution isn't easy when you believe and you have no faith in the system. You have to understand that I'm 31 years old. My mother did an awesome job of absorbing all that's bad in the world. I knew nothing about the legal system, the justice system. I have now been faced over the last 7 months that everything that I was taught to believe in is a lie. I learned early on that Marilyn Mosby did this purely for political gain. As you know, her husband is running for mayor. What better way than garner people's support than to have someone on your side? In a city where the relationship between police officers and the citizens are so strained, and you feel as if you have no power and you have no allegiance and nothing that goes on, your vote doesn't matter. What better way than to make the people believe you do have someone than for her to falsely go after these officers? She knew she had no win. She knew that they would never be convicted. And instead, she played and insulted the intelligence of the constituents of the city to make them think that an indictment was enough. An indictment is far from a conviction. Marilyn Mosby knew she would not get a conviction. But it was just enough that she stepped above any other prosecutor in this country and went after these six officers. The citizens of the city should really be insulted and should really feel like they, you know, Marilyn Mosby sold them a lot of dreams, not realizing that a lot of people don't know the legal system and how it works. And I, for one, and unfortunately, the situation made me delve a little bit deeper and not believe what was just on my TV screen, and understanding that this was all for political gain. This is the real Gotham City. The corruption is ran rampant. And as you saw today, it's not about their voices. It's not about votes. They do exactly what it is they want, and they're not held accountable. And if you go ask any citizens of the city, all they want is accountability and transparency. We get nothing of the sort.